to the linebacking core?
Well, I mean, Coach Fox does a great job of, you know, talking about next man up. So, you know, that's what will happen. You know, obviously, Joe's a good player for us. And we'll miss him, but, you know, we approach it with the next man up.
As a linebacker, you know, former player and coach, what did you think of that hit? Was it a...
It was a great hit, you know, 3 years ago, but it's not acceptable now, and it's been, you know, made a point of, it's been emphasized. It's one of those things, you know, they're bang-bang plays in the NFL, you know, and those things are going to happen. That's why they wear helmets. Unfortunately, nobody was hurt, and I know Joe, you know, I know he said it plenty. You know, he didn't intend that to happen. It's unfortunate. He feels bad that it happened. But things happen so fast in this game that's going to happen from time to time. I think, you know, and we just have to do what we can from our side and control what we can. And certainly we want to play within the rules at all times and understand exactly what we need to get done. And that's clearly, you know, wasn't. And it's one of those bang-bang plays that can happen. And we just want to try and teach and coach and have it not happen, you know, as much as we can from a teaching standpoint.
If you were playing today, what would you have to do differently compared to what you did back 20
years ago? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I played in a different era. I don't want to really, you know, talk about what I might have to do now. I enjoyed my time playing. I'm enjoying my time coaching. You know, really right now it's all about getting ready for the Raiders, you know, and divisional game coming in here, our place. And we're excited about, you know, putting forth a good effort and finding a way to get a win.
How ready are Danny Trevathan and Steven Johnson if they're actually to take the
They're as ready. They're ready. They need to be ready, and they've been working on being ready. And then, you know, the closer you are to the action, the more that urgency picks up, and that has. So that's been good.
As a guy who also got dinged by the NFL, were you sort of glad to see that they're getting the regular reps in and maybe everybody can move on and just complain about the new reps?
Yeah, my biggest thing on that is that, you know, I've always been about being first class in everything I do. I've always been about the team and helping this team win, and whatever team I've been associated with, helping that team win. And that's where my focus is going to remain. And you know, all these other issues will kind of sort themselves out with the people that need to make those decisions. And from my standpoint, I'm going to continue to do all I can to help this organization be as good as it can be, and just try and do it in a first class way.
A lot of focus then, Coach, on Darren McFadden.
Yeah, he's a very good football player. You know, a lot of respect for him. He's talented. They get the ball to him. They feature him in the run and the pass game. And it'd be important that we, you know, get hats around him and tackle him.
How does he consistently do what he's able to do in the last couple of years against this team?
Well, he's just a good football player. You know, good football players get the ball in their hands and they do things and cause problems. So. You know, he's certainly, you know, one of the top players in the league at his position.
What do you tell Tracy Porter this going into this week? Obviously, he said he had never had a game like that where he let up two long touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, same thing I tell everybody. You know, prepare and then go out and do your job to the best of your ability. And you know, I think we all learn from our experiences, good and bad, and you certainly want to do that, but it's about, you know, preparing hard, going out there feeling good about your preparation, and then letting it loose and playing hard. And we expect to get that from everybody.